724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn, another gloomy day. I want to tell you, we get a lot of days like this, don't we? In November and December at the start of the winter season. Yeah, it's a good thing we have the holidays to cheer us up a little bit. It's a little breezy today, and it certainly is dark and gloomy. We don't have any precip. That's the good news. There are many places in the Northeast that have more than a foot of snow, so I guess we ought to be happy about that. Hey, we're going to talk about the holidays on the first portion of our program today. And with us via the telephone is Matthew Kramer, the musical director and conductor of the Butler County Symphony Orchestra. Matthew, good to have you with us again.
Great to be back with you, Dave.
I can't believe, and Matthew and I were talking for just a couple of seconds before we went on the air here, I can't believe that it's time for the holiday concert of the Butler Symphony already. My goodness, it's coming up this Saturday, isn't it?
I can't believe it. We were just putting up Halloween decorations around my house, it seems, and very quickly they changed Christmas lights all around the neighborhood, as I imagine, for everybody. But here we are at the start of the holiday season, and we're right into the festive sounds of the season at the Butler County Symphony.
Well, I kind of like the fact that the symphony has their holiday concert in early December. It gets a little hectic. It gets a little cluttered, when you get up to just before Christmas. And I think, why not enjoy the beautiful music of the holidays for a few weeks instead of just a few days, right?
That's absolutely right. We find that more and more in our society. I think that, the Christmas decorations keep going up earlier and earlier. But I've always felt once you get past Thanksgiving, you've got that whole month here really to enjoy the music of the season, all of the decorations that people put up, community, friends. And we've always had this concert the first Saturday of December for every reason that you just stated. It's a great way for us to kick off the holiday season. It gets everybody in a very festive mood before, the crunch time really hits, the end of school, at the end of the calendar year, all of the shopping that people do, the family get-togethers, and all of the hustle and bustle. So we enjoy opening December with this program, and it has been our long-standing, most popular program over many, many seasons. So I know the musicians and I are always very, very happy to welcome our audience in at this time of year.
The Holiday Traditions Concert of the Butler County Symphony Orchestra is this Saturday evening. That's December 7th already. 7:30 is concert time, and you can get ticket information at the Symphony Office on the Diamond in downtown Butler or on their website, butlersymphony.org. This concert often sells out, Matthew, so people want to go. They better check on their tickets here within the next couple of days, I would think.
That's absolutely right, in particular because we have so many performers joining us for this program. New, really, for us this year is the presentation of Handel's Part 1 of Messiah, the Christmas portion. But the second half of the program features the Seneca Valley High School and Butler High School choruses, as we have done for many years. So there are a lot of performers on stage, a lot of family that comes to see them perform, and just our community is there to support us. So it is a very popular concert, and it often sells out.
I'm glad to hear the choruses. That brings back great memories for me, because the first time that I ever sang in four-part harmony was seventh grade, junior high school chorus. And we started right after Labor Day getting ready for the Christmas concert. I mean, seventh graders, our attention span wasn't all that great. But I can remember learning, to sing parts for the first time, getting ready for the Christmas concert way back when. So there'll be singers from both Seneca Valley and Butler High Schools participating in the concert. Let's talk a little bit about Handel's Messiah, Matthew Kramer, because a lot of folks think that that was, a Christmas piece. Actually, it was not, right? There's only one part of it that refers to the birth of Christ.
That's absolutely right. And even the most memorable and most famous ubiquitous moment in Messiah that certainly everyone has heard, the Hallelujah Chorus, isn't even part of that Christmas portion. It's part of the Lenten season, the Passion, the second part of Messiah. And it is a sprawling work. I can't think of any other piece in Western music that is as often performed with such a rich legacy of performance tradition ever since it was first penned in the middle of the 18th century. It's the singular piece of music that resonates with audiences, whether it's at the Adventine portion of the church calendar or during the Lenten season. It is a very popular work and an incredible piece of music. Regardless of the text, Handel was certainly inspired when he wrote Messiah.
Where is that going to appear on the program this Saturday night? Is that initially, or is that the last thing on the symphony's program?
It is the first part of the program. So the Christmas portion runs about 45 minutes. We'll take the break then and reset the stage. And it really is a very massive stage change. I can't think of too many that'll kind of rival our stage crew will have to be kind of like any 500 pit stop crew as quickly as they'll need to work, because Handel's orchestra really consists of a small number of strings. We'll have six first violins, for example, six second violins, a viola, cello, bass, but two oboes, two trumpets, a harpsichord, which is the ancestor of the modern piano, two trumpets that only play in three different movements of the first part. The Slippery Rock University Concert Choir is joining us. They're long-standing collaborators for us, and we have four marvelous soloists. So that is a very small orchestra in comparison to what we usually feature. And so on the second half, we'll have to make a quick stage change to get our full complement orchestra there with a whole brass section and woodwinds, in addition to setting the stage then for the high school choruses that join us. So about 45 minutes, as I mentioned, of Messiah, and then we move right on to what the audience knows and expects from our holiday programming, which is a more traditional, upbeat, festive pops program.
I love the Messiah, and I consider it upbeat. I could listen to that 1,000 more times. And as you said, the most famous part is actually, the most famous portion of it is in the Easter portion, but the beginning of the Messiah has, my favorite part is, "For unto us a child is born," you know, that segment. Oh my, that's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous. Well, you can hear it this Saturday night, the Butler County Symphony Orchestra, their Holiday Traditions Concert, with part one of Handel's Messiah, and then a whole bunch more of Christmas music, holiday music for the season. Matthew Kramer is the musical director and conductor of the Butler County Symphony, joining us here on the program for the first portion of the program. We're going to be talking in just a few minutes about the holiday tour of homes that the Butler County Symphony Association has done for many, many years now. So we'll get the details on that momentarily. So we're having these high school choruses join you in the Slippery Rock. Does that change the rehearsal schedule, Matthew, to bring these people in to practice at least once or twice with the symphony? How do you work that this week?
It's always a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, it seems. And this one in particular, Thursday night, where we're going to rehearse with the four soloists that we have for Handel's Messiah. And then we'll do a little bit of the choruses for Messiah on the Friday night rehearsal. But the first part of Friday rehearsal is just with the high school choruses, getting that second half of the program in fine shape. I mentioned really the highlight of the second half of the program is this piece called A Musicological Journey Through the 12 Days of Christmas. And I mention this because it's a very clever work by a composer named Craig Courtney. He takes each movement, or each day of Christmas, and sets it in a different musicological period, starting way back with Gregorian chant. And for every day of Christmas, he sets it to a different musical style, whether it's Vivaldi, Mozart, Beethoven. There are musical quotes all the way up from Flight of the Valkyries to John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever to bring it to a close. Very clever piece, and it really has a very integral part for the chorus there. So we know that we have great singers from both Seneca Valley and Butler High School who are up to that challenge.
Will there be a chance for the audience to sing a verse or two along at some point during the concert?
Absolutely. We always conclude our holiday traditions program with a Christmas Pops or a Christmas sing-along of some kind. This year we're going the Pops route with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silver Bells, and White Christmas. The lyrics, if you're like me and can never remember the lyrics to anything, we include the lyrics in the program book. We turn the lights up in the hall so everybody can read them and sing along. And it's always, I think, a very special time to close the program before we jump right into the encore, which is no surprise for anybody, is Sleigh Ride. And that brings our program to a great conclusion.
The great Leroy Anderson arrangement of Sleigh Ride, right?
Absolutely. And the story, that the anecdote, rather, is that he wrote it in the middle of the summer on a 90-degree day. So it seems somehow, as I've mentioned to you and many times on your broadcast, we find the greatest inspiration for holiday programming when we're sitting on a beach or suntanning in the middle of the summertime. So that was the case with Leroy Anderson, and Irving Berlin's White Christmas as well was another one that was written on a very hot day.
I never played in an orchestra, but I did play in high school concert band, and we always did Sleigh Ride, and it was great fun, especially for the percussion people, because I got to do all these special sounds and horse whinnies and slaps and bells and everything else, jingle bells. Great. Hey, listen, it's the Holiday Traditions Concert of the Butler Symphony coming up this Saturday. Anything else we need to mention about the concert on Saturday night, Matthew?
Well, just come prepared for a very festive evening of music making. Handel's masterpiece, Messiah, which we do, I failed to mention, we are including the Hallelujah Chorus. It's quite standard when you perform just the Christmas portion to tag that in on the end because, again, that great tradition, whether it started with King George standing up at the when he first heard that music, but it is quite a tradition worldwide that audiences stand up when they hear that music, and then a great pop second half. I think audiences are in for a real treat. Music spanning almost 290 years.
Did he really stand up, or has that become apocryphal down through the centuries? Do you know?
I believe that's the case. I think that it's such a great story that people have just kind of clung to it, but there's no evidence to suggest that his legs were falling asleep and that he needed to stretch or that he was divinely inspired to stand at that moment. But it has become a tradition, and this piece, the Messiah, has become an incredible tradition for so many people, whether it's raising money, as Handel used it for in his lifetime, for poor, impoverished children, or whether it's simply to celebrate the greatest story ever told. Messiah remains one of the most important pieces of music ever written.
So George Friedrich Handel was German. How did he end up? Did he move to Great Britain, or what was the deal on that? Do you know the story there, Matthew?
Yes, he's probably one of the most successful businessmen, entrepreneurs that's ever lived as a composer. And we can think of great examples of failed composers. Mozart, of course, comes to mind. He died in poverty. But Handel was pretty successful in Italy and even in Germany to some extent. But he moved to England as a business opportunity. And he was writing Italian opera, which was very popular. And then suddenly Italian opera became unpopular. People were gravitating towards the English language works. And so then Handel almost single-handedly invented the oratorio, which is basically like an opera, but it usually tells a religious story or something from the Old Testament or Apocrypha. And he created this new art form that really took England by storm. So he was immensely successful in his lifetime and anglicized his name from Georg. And Handel, as we were talking off the broadcast, he had got rid of the umlaut and he became fully anglicized. So he was a very successful businessman as well as a composer in London.
German-born, became famous in England, but I always like to throw this little bit of trivia in. You know, we Irish people, Matthew, are very, very proud about this. The Messiah debuted in Ireland, not in England or in Germany. It was first performed at Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin.
That's right.
So just remember that whenever you're enjoying it this Saturday night. Matthew, I know you're busy. I really appreciate you making a few minutes to chat with us. We're going to talk on the second half of our time together about the upcoming Symphony House Tour. So we'll let you get back to your business, and happy holidays. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
Same to you and your listeners, Dave. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you. Matthew Kramer, the musical director and conductor of the Butler Symphony. Well, we will be talking about the Symphony's Holiday House Tour coming up in just a moment. Take a quick break here, and we'll be back to give you all of the details right after these words.
Concordia Visiting Nurses Elder Pages Pittsburgh helps you to stay independent by taking charge of your life in order to preserve your physical abilities. Is it Alzheimer's or the normal forgetfulness of aging? Elder Pages Pittsburgh can provide answers. Discover tips for living well with CHF, COPD, and diabetes. Visit ElderPagesPittsburgh.com by Concordia Visiting Nurses.
Shopping for a mortgage? Don't just compare the mortgage rates. At Armco Credit Union, they'll not only offer a competitive rate, but they may be able to save you money with lower fees and closing costs. Whether you're looking for a VA, FHA, or conventional loan, they're here to help guide you through the mortgage process so you can make the best decision for your situation. Call today, 724-284-2020. Don't have time to call or visit? Apply for a mortgage online at armcocu.com. Like them on Facebook and be the first to learn about their promotions or events. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
Like it or not, winter is coming. Not to worry, West End Tire and Service has over 400 snow tires in stock for cars and light-duty trucks. They also sell tires for large trucks, trailers, heavy equipment, skid loaders, backhoes, and more. With a vast selection of Cooper tires, West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great installation and service as Siemens provided for years. Plus, they have the same great staff, too. Call 724-287-6973 or stop by West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street in Butler.
By the way, coming up on the second half of our It's Your Turn program today, we're going to be talking about SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives. You know what that's all about? It's like a mentoring group. We'll talk about that coming up later on the program today. Right now, though, we say hello to Heather Helsel, who's here to fill us in on the house tour, which is a big fundraiser for the Butler Symphony Association every year at holiday time. Heather, nice to meet you.
Good to see you too, Dave.
I've chatted with one member of your family, a very close member of your family on occasion, but this is the first time we've ever had a chance to say hello.
I'm so pleased to be here. My husband speaks highly of you.
Yeah, well, I know Brian, and I speak highly of him too. Addition to our musical family here in the Butler area. And you too, right?
Indeed, indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So you're here to tell us about the house tour. This has been going on for, I don't know, decades? There's been a big fundraiser for the symphony?
This is going to be our 30th year.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
I know, it's been a while. So wow, such a great tradition for the community, and we're thrilled that this is able to come together. We've got a great team of volunteers and a great committee that's helped get some fantastic homes to be featured this year.
Now, when is it this year?
So it'll be Saturday, just before
this Saturday?
The concert. Yes. So this Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, as I remember from past years, unless it's changed, this is like a self-guided tour. Am I correct on that?
It is. Once you get your ticket, there's a ticket booklet that's available, or this year you're able to get it online, so you can have it right on your smart device.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a list of all the homes, and you can choose to go to any home that you'd like in whichever order you'd like to go to based on your proximity, and you get delighted along the way.
You can go to one or two. You can go to all of them.
Exactly. Whatever, based on your time.
Whatever
or,
you want to do.
Yeah.
And you can do it in whatever order that you want. Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for a great time for you to choose your own adventure.
Do you have to get your tickets in advance, or will they be available on Saturday morning, or how's that work?
So the price does change on Saturday. They're available now for $20. They're available at Meridian Station and at Maze Music, and also at our symphony office downtown,
mm-hmm.
and as I said earlier, online. And then the price goes up to $25 on the day of the tour on Saturday. And on Saturday, you'll be able to get it online or at First English Lutheran Church, which is where we'll have a luncheon and our basket raffle on display, and there'll be live music playing there too.
I know there are some people in my family and in my circle of acquaintances, for that matter, who go together in a group, you know, three or four go together. You can kind of carpool as you're going around to the different homes.
Absolutely. Take friends, take family, bring everyone with you, and then you can talk about the homes in between when you're on the drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Grab some lunch at the luncheon. Everything goes to support the symphony.
Well, let's take a few minutes and go through the stops, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. These are the homes that are on the Symphony House Tour this Saturday.
All right. So one of our first homes is owned by an architect, and his wife is a teacher, and it's the Whippenbeck family.
Mm-hmm.
And their home has been on the tour before, but there have been some new additions. They've redone their entire basement, and the home feature is that they are able to do everything secondhand. Everything from the cabinetry to the light fixtures, they've been able to find at yard sales or on Craigslist or estate sales. And it's amazing that they are able to put it all together, and their home looks gorgeous.
You know, I see that on TV sometimes.
I know.
But I never get a chance to see it in person. Yeah.
So she's so talented that they're able to find all of these items. And it's something they really pride themselves on. In the middle of their home, they also have a gorgeous Japanese garden. And so I can't wait to see how they take their home to the next level in decorating it for the holidays.
Mm.
So it's really a great layout and easy parking. It's going to be a fantastic home.
And by the way, when you get your ticket, when you buy your ticket, there's usually a map or directions in there to how to find the various homes, right?
Yes. So in the ticket book has the addresses for all mm-hmm. the homes. And then inside you'll also have a write-up written by the homeowner that kind of highlights parts of their home that they want you to know about before you come in.
Mm-hmm. And you actually go inside. You don't go into every room, but you can go inside the home. Do you need to worry about dirty shoes or anything like that?
Oh, good call. So if the weather is poor or in general, we make sure that we have little booties for you that you can slip on over your shoes, or if you prefer to take your shoes off and carry them with you, that works as well. We want to respect the homeowner's home since there'll be a lot of people going through them,
mm-hmm.
but it's a great way to protect the floor and your feet.
Well, I thought that was worth mentioning because some people might hesitate to go on the tour and say, well, I don't want to dirty up people's homes, you know, a couple of weeks before the holidays. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they've got that.
They've got that taken care of. Yeah.
We think of everything.
So that is the
The Whippenbeck family.
Whippenbeck family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one stop on the house tour. What else?
Then we have Rochelle Somerville. She has a DIY home, or she does DIY blogging, and she's super creative. So this is in downtown Butler, and the home, it's a home slash business. So her main level is has a gorgeous fireplace and a beautiful built-ins in her dining room slash conference room area. And then the upstairs, she's converted into a short-term living space, and it's beautiful. She has a whole modern kitchen up there. She restored and found a clawfoot tub that had previously been hidden and redid it, brought some of the exposed brick out. I mean, the home is beautiful, and it's right on the corner. It's this beautiful red home, and she's a DIY blogger. So for the chance to her to put all of her Christmas decorations. She's big into social media, so I've been watching her on Instagram, and she's got so much creativity in her pinky finger that watching her put all of her little home together, it's going to be gorgeous whenever you see the whole thing.
DIY listeners, do it yourself.
Yes, yes, do it yourself.
Yeah.
And so she writes all about different ways to make your home festive, and so some of that will be featured in her home.
All of the homes, of course, will be decorated for the holidays.
Absolutely.
According to the individual tastes of the residents and the homeowners.
Which is one of my favorite things. You get to see everyone's unique taste and also little bits of their own Christmas story or their own holiday story.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about that, the Savannah home is another home on the tour. And she is one of our performers in the symphony and also on the board of directors. And they decorate their home and have a tree in each room that is themed. So everything from a music theme to a Pittsburgh sports team theme. Her daughter's into horses, so they have horse-themed trees.
Wow. I have a hard enough time getting one tree up.
I know. So she's really great about pulling in her family story and making that a great feature of her home as well. So that's the Savannah home.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all the stories that come with the house tour. And there'll be volunteers in each room of the home to help tell you some of those stories. So you can kind of be brought into the fold and know the inside scoop.
Well, get ready to do some ooing and awing as you visit these homes this coming Saturday with all the holiday decorations. And the homes themselves, too. Some of them are, you know, architectural wonders. And some of them are renovated wonders. Just kind of nice. But as they say on those infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's more.
There is. There is. Shelby Spinoweber has purchased the Sweet Retreat, which is a B&B that's across the street, actually, from Rochelle Somerville's home, the Sweet Time DIY home. And so you could hit both houses by just walking across the street. Mm-hmm. And her home is, or this Airbnb, or sorry, this B&B is gorgeous. It has a stunning fireplace right when you walk in like this dining room area.
Something about a fireplace at Christmas time. Oh my goodness. Isn't there, right?
It's like marble. It's beautiful. And you have a billiard room and a common area and all of these suites that she's partnering with local businesses to do an angel in each room. So it's kind of bringing in downtown Butler into this area and will just be super festive.
By the way, Sweet Retreat, bed and breakfast, there's a little bit of a play on words there because it's sweet as in S-U-I-T-E.
Yes. And each of the rooms is it's immaculate. And they have a full bed and bath within each of these suites. So
En suite.
I know. Very posh accommodations, right, in downtown. So I'm really excited to see how all the businesses contribute to these angels in the house.
Mm-hmm. And one more, I think, right?
Yes. This is Steve Reed's home. And Steve Reed's home was on the tour in the past, but just with others like the Wiffenbecks, he's done some renovations. And his like architectural design, big, tall cathedral ceilings, and just kind of big open space. And his decorations also are something that people on the past tours have told me about. I unfortunately didn't go on the tour when Mr. Reed's home was on it in the past, but I've heard wonderful things. He's got this great kitchen with granite countertops, and those are things that I envy as a woman. I would love granite countertops in my kitchen, but just a beautiful space, and he's a traveler, so he's got different things from where he's traveled featured throughout the home. So that makes it almost an international experience.
Holiday from around the world, huh? I'm still thinking about, is it the Savannah home that has the tree in every room?
The Savannah home.
See, what you say you're thinking of granite countertops from a woman's perspective. I'm thinking of where the heck do you store those things when it's not the Christmas season, you know?
I know. I wonder how many of them are live.
You have to have another house to store all those trees. Well, they could be real trees. Maybe they are.
I know. I'm not sure.
Well, that would give you a wonderful aroma of pine when you're inside that house, huh?
Nice and cozy.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you also mentioned, and this has been a tradition too, down through the years, there's usually a church or another place where you can go to grab a bite to eat, right?
Absolutely. So First English Lutheran Church has graciously pre-decorated for us so that the church will be gorgeous. And this is the beautiful stone church right on the corner across from Dunkin' Donuts. But inside is a luncheon that will be, all the proceeds will go to the symphony. And there will also be our basket raffle on display. So the baskets have been at our November concert, and they will also be on display at our December concert as well. And so all those tickets will be drawn, the winners will be selected at the concert that you just interviewed Matthew about, which will be Saturday evening. And all of that's available at the church. There'll be live music featuring Cloud Chamber and Melissa Blaine. So we'll have singing and festive music playing and a chance to celebrate everything.
Wow. The first time I was ever in that church, I was astonished because it's much bigger inside than it looks from the outside. Several years ago that I went in that church for the first time, I said, wow, this is really nice.
Oh, the inside, they put trees up at the front and gorgeous poinsettias and banners hanging from everywhere and the beautiful stained glass. It's our family goes, and we love it.
First English Lutheran. It's right at the corner of, that would be North Main and Brady Streets, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, right across from Dunkin' Donuts.
I know.
Everybody knows where that is.
My son loves those donut holes.
This is not only a fun day, you get to visit these homes, see the insides of the homes, see the holiday decorations. But it's an important, from a financial standpoint, it's an important fundraiser for the Symphony Board, right?
Absolutely. This is, like I said, our 30th year, and we're very fortunate this year to have Chuck Swinzinski as our sponsor. So we just want to say a huge thank you to him and Berkshire Hathaway for their sponsorship this year. And the funds from the entire house tour go into the Symphony General Fund, but some of the things that help fund, that those funds go towards, include our educational outreach initiatives, such as the Young Artist Competition, and being able to keep the music playing for our community. So we're very fortunate that the community does patron this event and helps us make our goals.
It's an expensive operation to keep a symphony going for as long as Butler County Symphony has been around. You know, there's all sorts of costs that people don't think about. Musicians, music.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous amount to buy and rent music and other expenses as well. So this is one of the days where you can really help out, either by participating in the house tour or the basket raffle to keep the symphony tickets I was going to say reasonable, actually very low. I don't know how the Symphony Board does it to make it so affordable to enjoy this music live on stage.
Yeah. And we have such talented musicians as well, so that's something that we're very, very thankful for.
So it's going to be a big Saturday, folks, for the Butler County Symphony, the holiday house tour, and then the symphony concert, the Holiday Traditions concert on Saturday evening. Details on all of this stuff at the Symphony office on the Diamond downtown or at butlersymphony.org. Heather Halsall visiting with us today with all the details. Believe it or not, I think she did all of this from memory. You committed all this to memory.
I did. I've been doing a lot of work, Dave.
I said, do you have any notes? And she said, no, I have this all in my head.
I'm very excited.
Well, nice to have you here today.
Such a pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
Nice to chat. No, my pleasure. Nice to chat with you. Okay, we'll take a break. More to come here on It's Your Turn. Oh, I want to tell you about tomorrow's program. We have tomorrow Caring Angel. This is something that the Butler Memorial Hospital Foundation has done for many, many years. We'll get the details on that. And also from Penn State Extension, Mary Alice Gettings will be with us tomorrow with some holiday food tips, including how to keep the weight down over the holidays and food storage and preparation and so on for the holiday season. So very timely with Mary Alice on tomorrow's program. Okay, we're going to talk about SCORE when we come back right after these words on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We will be right back. Here's a gift idea for somebody special on your holiday gift list. How about a gift certificate from Butler Motor Tours? They'd be glad to help you out. You can get a gift certificate for any particular amount, and then you can give it to grandma or a special person on your list. They can decide where they'd like to go and use your gift certificate toward the cost of their trip. So they decide where they want to go. You help them get there. Butler Motor Tours, a local company. They're on South Monroe Street in Butler. You know, they've been taking folks from our area to places near and far for over 75 years. Give them a call or stop in. They'll be glad to help you out with a holiday gift certificate. Butler Motor Tours. Check them out online for some of their trip offerings. Their website is easy to remember. It's butlerbus.com. Butlerbus.com. Butler Motor Tours, gift ideas for the holidays. Butler Motor Tours online at butlerbus.com.
Escape the hustle and bustle and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Michael's Restaurant. Meet at Michael's for a get-together with family and friends or on your way to or from the light show. And don't forget, every Friday night is prime rib night. Need a quick gift? Michael's Restaurant gift cards also make great stocking stuffers.
Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a best doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit tririversmsk.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program on a gloomy Tuesday. As we mentioned earlier, we get a lot of days like this in western Pennsylvania in November and December. That's why it's so great that we have the holiday season to cheer us up. Hey, we're going to be talking about SCORE on the next portion of the program today. SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Mark Mann is with us. He's involved with this mentoring organization. Mark, it's terrific to have you here. Nice to talk to you today.
Well, good to talk to you too, Dave.
Yeah. Mark Mann is the retired managing editor of the Butler Eagle.
Correct.
And I said, what, year or two since you retired? And he says, 3 years already, huh?
Yep, 3 years.
Wow. Time goes by, huh?
Mm-hmm. I was there about 25 years.
Yeah, I know, a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. So, SCORE, I know what it stands for, at least I think. Service Corps of Retired Executives, is that right?
Sure, that's close enough. That's kind of what it got started as.
Uh-huh.
There are a number of SCORE volunteers who aren't retired, but the idea of SCORE is to get business leaders to help people who either want to start a business or expand their business.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of just helping business, small business, improve.
And you've been involved in this for a while now, since your retirement?
Yes, about almost a year now. A friend of mine, Russ Hearn, got involved in it over a year ago, and he kind of recruited me up here. And so we're helping out here. We work through the Chamber of Commerce in Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are interested in can call the Chamber, and then they refer people to us. There's also a SCORE, the SCORE headquarters in Pittsburgh, where we also work out of, too.
This started out, and you, maybe you can help me on this, I don't know, because I'm not very knowledgeable on it. Didn't it start out as a federal program of some sort under the umbrella of the federal government?
Well, taking a step back here for the history of this, we're connected to the Small Business Administration, the SBA.
Ah, okay.
And the SBA started in 1953, a long time ago. And they help small businesses in a variety of fashions. I could go into that a little later on, but they do a lot of things. But anyway, in 1964, SCORE was formed, and with the expressed purpose of being counselors to America's small business. That's the idea. This is a volunteer program. Nobody gets paid. All these, mm-hmm. myself and Russ and everybody else, volunteers. And we work with people who are involved in small business. Now, it is interesting, for the federal government, small business is 500 people or fewer in a company. I myself think of small business as, you know, maybe five people or 10 people, something like this, but they count in stats for 500 people. But we're dealing mainly with small business of anywhere from 1 to maybe 10 or 12 employees usually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pleased to know. I knew about SCORE a little bit. I didn't realize that it was local. I don't know. I guess I thought it was in big cities or somewhere like
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, there are many chapters around America. There's actually 348 chapters, and there's 13,000 volunteers who act as counselors. The Pittsburgh chapter started in 1965. And we have about 50 volunteers now. So that chapter kind of covers the Pittsburgh region. And since Russ and I are here in Butler, we've kind of taken over the Butler area. We also talk to other people who are interested in business in other parts of the Pittsburgh region, but we try to focus on people here in Butler County.
Now, do you help people who are thinking about getting started in business or who are already in business and just might need some guidance or some help or maybe both? I don't know.
We do both. What happens here, there's two ways to contact us or contact SCORE. For Butler County, the easiest way is to call the Butler Chamber of Commerce. They've been gracious enough to take phone calls for us, and they also have a room for us if we want to meet with people. They've been very nice to give us a room. We can set up appointments to go there and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very helpful for us. And we look at it as an additional benefit for the chamber that they can provide to their members. And they've been very good in the community. So we appreciate that. Also, you can call the SCORE chapter in Pittsburgh. And they're downtown Pittsburgh on 7th Street. And that's where most people from the rest of the region call in. But people from Butler usually call the chamber here. And that's how we get referrals.
Is there a cost for small business people to work with SCORE?
No. We're a free service. The SBA, Small Business Administration, does provide us with some small subsidies, about a half a staff person to do some secretarial help. They print up our business cards. We have a meeting at their office in Pittsburgh once a month. But other than that, it's just a free service. There's no charge to anybody who wants to help out on this. As I said, we're all volunteers. We offer a number of workshops, which I got to talk a little bit about, because SCORE has three ways to help people.
Well, please, go right ahead, because I'm very interested in learning more about this.
Through the mentors, we have workshop programs. Now, the only one that costs money is there's a small business workshop. That's a half-a-day workshop. It's given once a month. Mm-hmm. And, again, people come in and talk. There's attorneys come in and talk. Accountants come in and talk. Marketing people come in to talk. Former business executives. They all do it for free. But it's a $25 fee to rent the room, provide little bagels and coffee, etc. And that happens once a month. The next small workshop is December 14th in the Pittsburgh region. Then they have workshops throughout the month. For example, on December 18th, there's a workshop on how to get contracts with the federal government for if you're a small business person. On January 17th, there's going to be a workshop on human relations for small business. On January 29th, there's going to be a workshop on digital marketing. Again, those are all free services. You can sign up with them, and anybody can go to that. And again, people who organize the workshops, again, their time is free. Another way to help out, SCORE helps out, is they have webinars. And they have a number of these. For example, on January 30th, there's going to be a webinar on trademarks and copywriting. I don't know much about.
Simply a seminar that's done online.
Yes.
Instead of being in person.
Yes. Have one on global business. You'd be surprised the number of small businesses that get an import and export businesses. There's one on how to look at many digital platforms. That's December 19th. And there's one that I don't know much about called Hot Small Business and Industry Trends December 31st, which is going to be down there.
That digital webinar would be interesting. You know, businesses today that don't get heavily involved in digital, they're going to be left way behind. We've seen that happen with even huge companies like Sears, for example.
Sure.
It was slow to get on the digital bandwagon, and mm-hmm. you know, they're all but gone. I think there's a handful of stores left.
Yeah,
they just got left behind. And that applies to all sorts of businesses, large and small, these days.
Sure, sure. Well, as you know, there's many ways to get your message out. But anyway, SCORE provides those kinds of services to small business people. Because as we pretty much all know, small business is really the backbone of where jobs come from in America. I did look up some stats knowing I was coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And small business has... about 59 million workers, which is 48% of the workforce. And I did notice that from 1993 to 2016, 62% of new jobs came from small business. And that's nationwide. So that was pretty interesting. So a lot of jobs come from that. And again, that's what SCORE's purpose is, to try to help small business. Big business has a lot of ways to do it themselves. They can pay for accountants. They can pay for people, for expertise. Small business people, three or four employees, can't do that. And so part of our role is to try to, again, give them some guidance or ask questions, be a sounding board for how you can either start a business or expand your business.
We're going to take a break. We're talking about SCORE. Yes, help from SCORE available locally. Mark Mann is visiting with us here on the It's Your Turn program this afternoon. We'll continue our conversation with Mark right after these words. The Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, located at 140 Newcastle Road. It's about halfway up Newcastle Hill, just down from the State Police Barracks. This is the Butler area's newest funeral home, Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home, the first and only value-designed funeral home built specifically for that purpose. A funeral home that offers styles, types, and levels of service that others are not able or willing to offer. They can transfer all prearranged funeral services and policies as well. It's an entirely new idea. It's local, and there's a hometown gentleman running the operation, Spencer D. Geibel. Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, 140 Newcastle Road in Butler. Not affiliated with any other funeral home.
Tobacco for Less is perfect if you like to think big. Tobacco for Less is Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium, which has hundreds of glass pipes, a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a huge selection of cigars, and a 19-foot vape juice bar. They're always stocked with standard tobacco products, and their health and wellness department maintains a wide selection of CBD products. Tobacco for Less is always expanding and adding to their product lines. Be sure to check out their Sharon location that has just added a large health and wellness department. Stop by one of their locations in Butler, Sharon, or Aliquippa for all your smoking and vaping needs.
And happy holidays from Tobacco for Less.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. I'm Dave Malarkey. We're happy to talk with Mark Mann today. We're talking about SCORE. He's been involved with this for a year or so now here in our area. What sort of businesses, what types of business, Mark, have you been able to help?
Well, in Butler County, we don't have an exact count, but it's at least 40 business people or businesses we have dealt with in the past year, year and a half, which I was surprised at. That's a lot of different kind of business, and they are very different. I would say here in Butler County, and some of these have actually become businesses, and some people wanted to look at something and they decided not to do it. That's part of our role, is to help them decide if they want to spend the time, money, and energy to do something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, is we worked with somebody to buy a medical practice. We worked with another person who's starting up a medical practice in Butler County. We worked with a professional photographer to get a business going. We dealt with a children's financial educational tool business. We worked with a dance studio, a delivery service, an accounting service, a bake service, a social media marketing company, real estate development. So as you, I've got a couple others here too, but you can see these are not large businesses. These are small individual people working on something.
And very diverse.
Very diverse. We worked with a company that makes industrial machines and what they're wanting to do. We talked with a couple of restaurants. Right now, I'm talking to somebody who wants to start a small farm in southern Butler County. So that's kind of interesting. And the big thing about this is we sit down with people and, again, just kind of talk to them, as I said, a sounding board to say, are you checking everything you need to? You know, where are you going to get your finances? What's your competition like? What's your marketing plan going to be? Do you have enough staffing? Have you just thought through where you're going to be in the next 6 months or a year, so you're just not going to this blindly and you're working out what they call a business plan to make sure you know what steps to take to help out on that.
Do you try to get advice or mentoring help from individuals who might have experience in a particular field, whether it's medical or agriculture or some of the others that you mentioned there, or do you just give general help from a business standpoint?
No, we can ask other SCORE mentors. We have 50 SCORE mentors, volunteers in Pittsburgh, and some of those have different expertise. Some of those people worked in big business. Some own their own business. Some were involved in wholesale businesses. So if there's some particular business that we need help with, we could go to one of those people and say, can you help with this one certain person or a certain question? And that happens. And these workshops that they have are a good place to find out some particular information if you need that as well.
You know, we hear a lot about huge businesses, folks, multinational corporations, and they're the ones that make headlines, you know, whether it's General Motors or Ford or Amazon or whatever. But small business is the backbone of America. As Mark said, I think I copied that statistic down correctly, 48% of American employees are in They work with small business firms. That's almost half the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. There's a lot of people out there, and a lot of people want to either expand their business or go into business. And so it's a worthwhile thing, because that's part of the American dream, is if you want to have a business and invest in that, you're putting a lot of your interest in that, and that's an important important thing if you want to continue to do that.
I've read some wire stories about the failure rate for people who go into business for themselves. If you don't know what you're doing, it's a pretty high failure rate, is it not?
Well, can be, and that's why you need to start off right away to say, do you have a good plan to do that? Mm-hmm. Basically, after 2 years, 70% of new businesses still survive. But after 5 years, it goes down to 50%. So one out of two make it for 2 years. And again, you have to say you want to be one of those two people or two businesses to do that. And again, you have to have a good solid plan going in, looking at where your inventory is coming, your operations coming, when you hire people, banking, all those kinds of things, insurance, et cetera. And those are things SCORE can help with, either to start the business or continue it, or when you want to expand. Because we've dealt with one or two businesses who are going through a transition of generations from parents to children, et cetera, and they want to have somebody to talk about how do we do this and what's a good way to look at it. So that's just another aspect of things we look at.
Do you generally meet with people on several occasions, or is it a one-time meeting, or...?
No, we usually start off with some phone calls, depending what their situation is, and then we can go longer. We dealt with one retail business, and we probably met with them at least once a month for 6 or 8 months till they actually this employee was buying the business, and so she needed help getting set up for that, and we worked with her about 6 months to get that done, and she actually went to the bank and got her loan, and she's running her business now. Hopefully, it's successful.
You don't need to be referred. You can simply call the Butler County Chamber of Commerce to start the ball rolling?
Yes. Just say, I'm interested in starting a business. Who can I talk to? And they'll refer it to us, and we'll talk to this person and see how we could help them is what we do.
Well, small business, the backbone of America. We just had Small Business Saturday this past weekend.
Yes.
And it was a nationwide effort to... urge people as they were beginning their holiday shopping, or always throughout the year, to patronize the local companies, the local small businesses, when you can.
Sure. And, you know, Butler and Saxonburg and Slippery Rock and Cranberry all have good local small businesses that we want to support. One other thing I'd just like to mention here, and when we talk to businesses, is we have secrecy and confidentiality about when we're talking to businesses is because you want to start a business, you're going to invest your time and money in it. We don't reveal those plans to anybody else. We don't talk about it with anybody else, because that's something that you need to decide who you want to tell when you want to tell it. So we do keep things private unless there's some reason you don't want that to happen.
Excellent point, because some people understandably might be a little reticent about sharing plans with anybody, even a volunteer mentor.
Sure. Yes.
We'll take a final break. We'll come back. We have a few more thoughts to chat about with Mark Mann, visiting with us here on the It's Your Turn program on this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back right after these words.
If you're struggling to find a gym that's right for you, try the fitness center at Applewood Chiropractic. You don't have to be a chiropractic patient, and it's the only executive-level fitness center in Butler. Open 7 days a week, the fitness center provides a clean, safe, unintimidating environment with modern equipment, fitness classes, and a full-time staff to assist you. Call 724-283-8894 or visit applewoodchiro.com. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive, Butler.
Make it Agway all the time.
Count on Butler Agway for everything outdoors or indoors. Stock up on Appalachia pellets for your wood stoves to keep you toasty. You'll need de-icers for the upcoming snowy cold months. Get it now while it's on sale. Nutrition for the dogs, cats, birds, horses. And speaking of horses, right now the Nutrina Safe Choice for horses is buy three, get one free. Butler Agway now carries Eukanuba and Royal Canin, which specialized in unique formulas for every dog's need. Butler Agway for all your outdoor or indoor needs and the very best in animal nutrition. Count on Butler Agway for all your needs, seeds, and feeds. Route 68 in Butler, just west of Butler.
chatting with Mark Mann about SCORE here in the Butler area. Mark is one of two mentors, actually, two volunteer mentors working with SCORE locally. You have had some interesting business suggestions that have been proffered to you. Talk about some of those. One was karaoke service.
Yes. We have, again, people call up and say they want to talk to somebody about starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so we call them up and talk to them, and a lot of people have their own ideas of what they want to do. One of the more interesting ones, I thought, was a man who has a ride service. He works for one of the ride services, but he wants to start his own ride service of having a karaoke ride service. So when you call him up and take a ride to a restaurant or the airport or wherever it was, you would be singing into a microphone, and you could sing songs because he found people like to sing in his ride service, which...
Interesting.
I don't know if it's gone or not, but I thought that was interesting. And there's a number of people around who have sort of on-the-side businesses in their homes, and they want to make them an official business. I've talked to people who want to do candle making, who want to do beauty products, soaps and lotions, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanted to start a mobile tea planning service, so you could have a tea in your house, because she likes to serve tea.
Some of these used to be, it's an old-time term, I guess, referred to as cottage industries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But so there's a lot of people who want to do things. Hopefully they can say, I have enough ability to do it, and some people may realize I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing when you're starting a business like this, you have to remember it usually involves the whole family, and so you have to think about the impact of the family and getting everybody else involved in it. Because usually what happens when you start a business yourself, most people are working 9 to 5 right now for somebody else, but when you have a family business or a small business, you switch that around to 5 in the morning till 9 at night.
Yeah.
So you're putting a lot more hours, so you want to make sure that what you're doing is worthwhile and you can actually survive on it, which is important.
There's also a call from someone who was thinking about starting a dating service here locally.
Yes.
Right?
And again, I talked to this person one time, and the person never called me back, so I don't know if it went or not. But again, people have all kinds of ideas for businesses, and hopefully some of them go, which is what, again, the American dream is if I can make it and work hard at it, I can have a successful business.
Some of them might seem a little bit offbeat, but I remember reading a story a couple of years ago about, I hope I got the right company. I think it was the guy who started FedEx, who wrote a paper when he was in undergraduate school about starting a package delivery service, and the professor failed him because he thought it was a stupid idea.
There you go.
And the guy ended up starting FedEx.
Yeah.
So you never know. Sometimes offbeat or quirky ideas turn out to be terrific.
Sure. And if you have enough energy and some capital, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's the whole point of SCORE, is to get people to think about what they want to do with their lives, how they want to work. And if they want to start a business or expand their business, they can contact SCORE, again, here mainly at the Butler Chamber of Commerce or at the Pittsburgh office, and get some volunteer help to at least ask some questions and say, have you checked with this person? Have you looked at what state regulations there are? What are federal regulations?
What's your legal ramifications?
Yes, all that. And again, we don't necessarily know all the answers, but we can say, hey, you need to check with an attorney before you do something like that, or you need to check with an accountant to get your business set up, because that's the important bedrock of any small business to get started, which is good.
Listeners, maybe you or maybe somebody you know in your family or circle of friends might benefit from this. It can't hurt. Tell them to call the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, and that'll get the ball rolling and maybe be able to hook you up with one of the volunteer SCORE mentors. Mark Mann, great to have you here today.
Well, thanks for inviting me down. I appreciate it.
Nice to talk with you today. Coming up on tomorrow's program, Caring Angel folks from Butler Hospital Foundation will be here. They're always very busy this time of the year with the Caring Angel program. Gosh, that's been around for, 25, 30 years now. And also tomorrow, Mary Alice Gettings from Penn State Extension will be visiting with us with some holiday food tips, not only about food preparation and storage and food safety, But tips about, you know, trying to keep a few pounds off over the holidays. Mary Alice Geddings from Penn State Extension will be here tomorrow. Meantime, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'm Dave Malarkey and hope to see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Till he appeared and the soul.